If you have some seats next to you, and you can move in a little bit, slide in. We still have people who are coming in, and we don't want anybody to leave because there are not any seats. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And we know we're going to be cordial and kind as we're coming together as family, as one. Those of you that are visiting with us, you're truly an honored guest. Thank you so much. We hope we didn't scare you this morning. This is the fifth Sunday, and we have one combined worship service, and we are happy to be all together. And so let's sing a song as you are moving close and making sure all the ushers, get on your track shoes. We need you working today. I'm a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on this old battlefield. Oh, I'm a hard-fighting soldier. Oh, yes, and I'm on this old battlefield. Well, I'm a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on this old battlefield. I'll keep on bringing souls by the service that I give. I've got my helmet on my head, in my hand, my sword. Yes, I've got my helmet on my head, oh, in my hand, my sword and shield. I've got my helmet on my head, in my hand, my sword. Yes, and keep on ringing close
to Jesus
by the service that I give. Well, when you are sick and you can't get well, you just call upon the Lord. Oh, when you're sick and you can't get well, just call upon the Lord. Well, when you are sick and you can't get well, you just call upon the Lord and keep on bringing souls
to Jesus
by the service that I give. Well, I'm a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on this soul battlefield. Oh, I'm a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on this soul battlefield. Yes, I'm a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on the battlefield. I'll keep on bringing souls
to Jesus
by the service that I give. Amen. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Oh, it's so good to be together, and it's so good to see everybody. You look just beautiful, gorgeous. We are here to serve and worship our great God in heaven. And we are so glad to be together as family. This morning, we have normally 8 o'clock service, 11:15 service. We have a Spanish service that goes on all at the same time. We meet at 6 o'clock, and we try on the fifth Sunday to come together. We know that it was a sacrifice. We know that parking is tight outside, but we know you're putting on your best face today, and you're being kind. I want you to do this. I want you to give our Spanish minister, Brother Gerby Aguirre, who is a powerful minister. We want you to, he's going to come and he's going to speak to us for about 5 minutes. And we know that some of you will understand, many of you will not. Brother Ray, you're going to do some interpreting. Brother Ray is going to interpret some. And so we want you to give Brother Gerby Aguirre your undivided attention as he comes and gives us a word
Gerby of encouragement. Amen.
Amen.
Es un privilegio muy grande para mí estar frente de cada uno de ustedes.
It is a privilege to be in front of all of you.
Me siento muy contento.
I'm very happy.
Como muchos de ustedes lo están, o todos ustedes.
For all of everyone to be here.
Me encanta verlos a todos aquí.
It's great to see everybody here.
Somos la familia de Dios.
We are the family of God.
Somos el pueblo de Dios.
We are the city of God.
Es hermoso.
It's beautiful.
Cuando nosotros vemos estos nombres que tenemos aquí,
when we put on these shirts the names that we have here,
sabio,
sabio,
bondadoso,
bondadoso,
y fuerte,
y fuerte.
¿En qué pensamos?
And what do we think when we put on our shirts that say wiser, kinder, stronger?
Estamos pensando en el hermano.
Are we thinking of our brother?
Estamos pensando en la hermana.
Are we thinking of our sister?
Estamos pensando en otro.
Are we thinking of others?
O estamos pensando en nosotros.
Are you thinking about yourself?
Well.
Somos nosotros.
It's us.
Sabios, bondadosos y fuertes.
Wiser, stronger, somos nosotros. Kinder. It's us.
Hermanos, eso es lo que somos nosotros.
Brothers, sisters, this is who we are.
Yo tengo un tiempo muy pequeño para estar al frente de ustedes, 5 minutos.
I only have 5 minutes to be in front of you. It's a little less.
Pero quiero usar tres escrituras de la Biblia para.
But I want to use 3 scriptures from the Bible.
Para descifrar cada una de estas palabras, sabio, bondadoso y fuerte.
To explain these words.
La primera es Segunda de Timoteo.
2 Timothy.
Segunda de Timoteo, capítulo 3,
chapter
versículo
3,
15.
Verse 15.
Segunda de Timoteo, capítulo 3,
2 Timothy 3,
versículo 15.
15.
Dice así la palabra de Dios, y que desde la niñez, dice, has sabido las sagradas escrituras, las cuales te pueden hacer sabio para la salvación por la fe que es en Cristo Jesús.
And that from a child thou hast known the scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
¿Queremos ser sabios?
We want to be wiser.
La escritura es la clave.
The scripture is the key.
Tenemos que ser sabios todos.
We've got to be wiser, all of us.
Hermanos y hermanas.
Brothers and sisters.
Todos.
Everyone.
Tenemos que ser sabios.
All of us have to be wiser.
¿Queremos que la iglesia crezca?
In the Church of Christ,
tenemos que usar la sabiduría de Dios.
We've got to use the wisdom of God.
La segunda escritura,
the second scripture,
para bondadoso, la vamos a tomar de los frutos del Espíritu, de Gálatas capítulo 5, versículo 22.
Galatians 5:22, the fruits of the Spirit. We're going to have the fruits of the Spirit.
Quiero que vean conmigo el libro de Gálatas cuando se mencionan los frutos del Espíritu.
Go with me to the book of Galatians when I think of the fruit of the Spirit.
Mas el fruto del Espíritu, dice, es amor.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Gozo.
Joy.
Paz.
Peace.
Paciencia.
Long suffering.
Benignidad.
Gentleness.
Esa es la palabra para bondadoso.
This is the word for.
Tenemos que ser bondadosos.
We've got to be
los unos y los otros.
We've got to be stronger, wiser, stronger, kinder.
Y para con nuestros semejantes. Así nosotros demostramos que somos cristianos.
We are Christians.
Nosotros, cada uno de nosotros, somos luz del mundo.
Every one of us is the light of the world.
Capítulo 5 de
Chapter 5
Mateo.
Of Matthew.
Dice Mateo capítulo 5 que la luz de nosotros debe de alumbrar a los hombres en el mundo.
Matthew chapter 5, he tells us we got to be the light of the world to the.
Estamos mandados a ser bondadosos.
We have to be.
Para la segunda palabra kind. Que es fuerte, pensemos
more powerful,
en la palabra fuerte, ¿cómo yo puedo ser fuerte?
How can I be powerful?
¿Cómo usted puede ser fuerte?
How can I be strong? How can
y
I be powerful?
Tengo la escritura de Efesios capítulo 6.
Ephesians chapter 6.
Y dice la palabra allí en Efesios capítulo 6. Por lo tanto, hermanos, versículo 10.
Verse number 10.
Por lo tanto, hermanos, dice mío, fortaleceos en el Señor y en el poder de su fuerza.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the might of his, in the power of his might.
Dios,
God,
es la clave.
God is the key.
¿Queremos ser fuertes?
If you want to be stronger,
todos tenemos que ser fuertes.
All of us have to be strong.
Hermanos, la iglesia está formada de hombres y mujeres.
The church is made up of men and women.
Y todos somos partes.
And all of us are parts.
De ese cuerpo de Cristo.
Of the body of Christ.
Tenemos que cuidar el cuerpo de Cristo.
We got to take care of the body of Christ.
Si seguimos leyendo aquí donde dice el versículo 10, ya lo leímos. Después
keep
dice,
reading in chapter 6, verse number 10.
El versículo 14 dice, estad pues firmes.
Verse 14 says,
ceñidos vuestros lomos con la verdad.
Stand therefore having your loins girt.
Y vestidos con la coraza de justicia.
About with truth.
Y la última parte que es el versículo 20.
And the last part in verse number 20.
Por lo cual soy embajador en cadenas, que con denuedo hable de él como debo hablar.
For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Tenemos que presentar el evangelio todos.
We've got to preach the gospel of Christ, all of us. We've got to present
todos.
It. Every one of us.
La iglesia es grande.
The church is large.
Pero esta iglesia puede ser más grande.
But this church can be much bigger.
¿Nos gustaría todos tener una iglesia más grande?
Do you want to have a bigger congregation, larger church?
Amén, ¿verdad?
Amén.
Amén, claro.
Amen.
A todos.
That's clear,
todos.
Everybody.
Hermanos, Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Gilbert. Thank you, Gilbert. Thank you, Gilbert.
Ooh, but Gilbert, I should let him finish his lesson. I was thoroughly enjoying that. My goodness, isn't God good? Isn't he wonderful? Hadn't God blessed us? And we want him to keep on blessing us. For those of you that were here on the first Sunday in January, I delivered a message entitled, Wiser, Kinder, Stronger in 2016. We selected these words as our theme for the year. We always select a theme from the scriptures, from the word of God. I spent most of the morning in that lesson on why we as Christians, we need to be striving to be wiser in every aspect of our lives. And I made the statement that I was going to do part two on this day, which is the second word. So there is also, if the Lord says the same, a part three of this lesson that we'll try to deliver later on in the year. But part two today is on the kinder portion of this theme that you are wearing, those of you that are members of this body, on your t-shirts. But that word definitely comes from God. The word kindness. And there are a number of other words in the Bible that correlate to the word kindness. And in the original language, there are a diversity, words like tender, like goodness, words like favor. They all kind of correlate. And you look up the origin of the word, the closest origin I could find relating to the word in our context we're using is the Greek word krastotos, krastotos. And it is a word that means this. It's the word kindness, but it manifests itself not in emotions, but in actions. It speaks of actions, kindness, the words that are similar, goodness, gentleness, favorable actions. Actions are always emphasized, and it is modeled in God's action toward us. The brother read in your hearing a few moments ago from Titus chapter 3, verse 1, and I'll begin reading. Remind them to be subject. Remind the Christians, the saints, those who've named the name of Christ. Remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed, to malign or to be malicious or to or intentionally plan something evil against no one, the Bible says. It says to be peaceable, gentle, showing every consideration for all men, for we also once were foolish, and we once were, what weren't we? I hope we can say we once were foolish and not that we are still foolish. We once were foolish, the scripture would say, that we were disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice, that maliciousness, that maligning and envy, hateful, hating one another. Notice verse 4, but when the kindness, everybody say kindness. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm hoping from now on, we as saints, we will be kinder than we are even this day. Because it says, when the kindness of God, our Savior, and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we've done in righteousness, but according to his mercy. All of these words correlate with kindness. Mercy correlates with kindness. He says, by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Oh, have mercy. They see, now God has already showed kindness to us in the past. And God shows kindness to us in the present. Let me go to Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Romans 11, 22. Behold then the kindness. But God also has something else. And severity of God. Now what we all want to do is stay on God's good side. His kind side. And when Paul was writing to the Romans, he didn't sugarcoat it. He gave them the truth. He gave them encouragement, and he gave them reality. He says, behold then, I want you to look upon the kindness, but I also want you to see the severity of God. I'm not focusing on God's severity today. To those who fail severity, but to you, that's to us, that's to the saints, that's to the Christian, God's kindness. But also notice this, if you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. God has shown of kindness to us in the past when he sent his only begotten son when we didn't deserve it. And he died for our sins. Everybody's sins, even though we did not deserve him to die. Is that kindness or what? Amen. How many of you would sacrifice anything for somebody who didn't deserve it? That's God's kindness in past. His kindness in present is that he sustains us even this day. You know somebody that died this week. And for everybody who gets anxious and gets mad and starts complaining and saying, why is all this stuff happening? You better be saying, thank you, Lord. Amen. Because that's God's kindness in the present. Yeah. And then also God promises kindness in the future for those if we continue in his kindness. Yeah. If and only if we continue in his kinds. I want to reiterate it a little bit more before I sin. I don't plan on being long. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. Listen to the word of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. I want all of us to get this morning. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. And Solomon, he almost assumed that we all got some kindness in us. And I believe every person in here knows how to be kind. I'm going to elaborate on it a little bit more in case you need a little help. But Solomon says, don't let kindness, and that's why we stress this wisdom, this wiser first, because kindness always goes along with something else. And he says, don't let kindness and truth leave you. Yes. You need to keep the truth now. See, there are some nice people, but they don't stand for what's right. when it's time to stand for it. God is spirit. They that worship God must worship him in spirit. And you need to have the right attitude, the right mindset, but you need to be doing it the right way. That you know some good people who are not at church today, who are not in the assembly today, because somehow they've decided in their mind that I can do this by myself. And God says, no, God sent his son to die for you, my man, my woman, my boy, my girl. You can't save yourself. And no matter how you putting on a face to your neighbors, how good you are, God knows the real you. And you know the real you also. And he said, don't let kindness, though, and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so we see from God's word that if we're going to be pleasing to God, we better have some kindness. Amen. Notice I said, we better. Some people say, well, I'm just not that kind of person. Well, you need to become it. Amen. You need to work on it. Listen to the word of God in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 22. Will they not go astray who devise evil? But kindness and truth will be to those who devise good. Goodness, tenderness, favorableness goes with kindness. And when you devise good, you're wise to be in good favor with God. Listen to the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. Micah 6, 8. He has told you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice? He said, this was good. Now, this is for people who kind of don't really know what good is or what to do. He says, to do just, to treat people right. He said, this is what's good, to treat people right and to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 9. Zechariah 7, 9. Thus says the Lord of hosts said, dispense truth, justice, and practice kindness and compassion each to his brother. Yeah, it's an action. See, the word originates from a word of activity, of doing, of actions. Some of you were kind this morning to somebody that you met. Some of you were not so kind. See, kindness, you can't get around it. It is all kinds of actions and words and phrases and temperaments. And Yeah. See, we working on this biblical word that sometimes those that's been in the church a long time seem like they don't know what kindness. They're not in here today, but I know you need to tell some of them. Amen. Somebody. But Gary, help us a little more before you sit down. I'll try to do that. What does kindness look like? What does it look like? The scriptures gives us. It gives us some examples, not all the examples, but it gives some examples to see. Look at Acts chapter 9, verse 36, Acts 9, 36. See, some of us, we want all this knowledge and we want to quote the scriptures and we want to slap the Bible on everybody, but you need to be careful how you do that. Lord have mercy. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated in Greek is called Dorcas. Some of you know about Dorcas. She was a maker of clothing, seller of clothing, and she made garments for people. I don't have time to read all of it. It says, this woman was abiding with deeds of, notice this, an action word, with deeds. It's something that she spent time to do. Amen. With deeds of kindness. Everybody say kindness again. You're going to like this word for today is over with. And charity, which, notice, she continually did. God don't want us to, well, Gary, I did a kind act 10 years ago. This is something that God wants in our lives every day. And Tabitha died. And you know what? I always say, now, I hope we all are getting ready to die. But do you ever wonder how people are going to act when we die? I wonder if people will cry when you die. If nobody cries when you die. Nobody cries. That sounds like somebody happy. But they cried when Tabitha died. Why did they cry? Because she did deeds. Has anybody done something for you that you are just so grateful for? Notice, all she did was make some clothes. That's all she did. And there are so, one brother made some candy for me. And I'm not a big candy eater, but he made some pralines. And they had pecans in them. And you know what? He gave them to me. And I'm up here preaching about it right now. Because it was an act of... And listen, you don't forget acts of kindness. Now, notice, kindness is the doorway to evangelism. Kindness is what people... It's a testimony of your realness, your sincerity, your truthfulness... of really who you are. Lord, let me not get beside myself. Acts chapter 28, verse 2. I want to stay on track. Acts 28, 2. This is Paul. The natives showed us, scriptures say, extraordinary kindness. Notice, the natives did. For because of the rain that had set in and because of the cold, they kindled a fire and received us. It was an act of all they did was light a fire. That's all they did. And so you don't have to be a multi-millionaire to be kind. You can cook a meal. Listen to what the scriptures say in Luke chapter 8 verse 1. Luke chapter 8 verse 1. Soon afterwards he began going around from one city and village to another. This is Jesus who's preaching the gospel, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God, which is vital to this, to our salvation. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and sicknesses. Mary, who was called the Magdalene, who from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others were contributing. Contributing their support out of their private means, or the King James translation would say, they were ministering to him. They were being kind to Jesus. They were giving their money to help the cause of Christ. You want to know how kindness looks? I just thought I'd throw out a few examples for those that need a little bit more help and wondering, how can I get involved in the church? How can I be a more effective Christian? How can I realize my purpose in life? God said he wants his people to be kind. He wants his people to give of their means. He wants his people to give of their efforts, their energies. He wants you to use your talents to glorify our great God in heaven. Listen to Luke chapter 10, verse 33. Very familiar story you know about, Luke 10, 33. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him. And when he saw him, a man who had been attacked and had been robbed. You know the story of the Good Samaritan. The scriptures say he felt compassion. He felt compassion. That's the feeling. That's the emotion. But notice, kindness is more than feeling something. Kindness goes a step further. Because we have, even in here right now, we have so many individuals who are compassionate. You see the news and you see people killed and you see things happen and it hurts your heart. You see things happen, you pray for people, and that's quite all right. But kindness goes even further. The scripture would say, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his beast and brought him to the inn and took care of him. On the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I return, you repay. Which of these three do you think provided to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hand? Jesus asked, and he said, the one who showed mercy toward him. Then Jesus said to them, go and do the same. Amen. That's what Jesus said. We're talking about kindness, and I know sometimes we have to be reminded. Sometimes we let opportunities pass us that we could have done a little bit more. Listen to the scriptures in Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. Matthew 10, 42. And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. I'm trying to get all God's blessings. I just am. I just, long I live, I need God's mercy. I need God's grace. And it seems like God sees, he knows when we are being kind to other people. And the Bible says, if I even give a cold glass of water to one of God's children, that the Bible says, I will not lose my reward. God has a reward for me for that. Now, I'm not doing everything just to get a reward. But I tell you what, I'm not giving my reward back either. See, hey, Brother Gary, are you going to preach the gospel? This is part of the gospel. Amen. It is. I need to preach a whole sermon on what all the gospel includes. This is part of the gospel. This is what Jesus said in Luke, chapter 6, verse 35. Luke 6, 35. Jesus said, but love your enemies. He says, and do good. Listen to the words. He says, and lend. I know you don't like that one. Expecting nothing. Now, there are some stipulations. If I had time to teach on it more, God don't want us to waste our money. God does not want us to waste our money. But if you're going to fall short on doing God's will. One brother asked me, Bro Gary, these people that's on the side of the street, should you give them money or should I don't give them folk money? I said, I don't give everybody on the side of the street money, but I have given them money. It depends on how much money I have. If I got a little change in my sack and I might give them some money sometime. Well, I'm not giving them my money. Well, don't give it then. If you don't want to give it, because if that kind of attitude, you're not. But didn't your Bible say it's more blessed to than to? He probably drinking. Well, you don't know what happened to cause him to. If the same thing happened to him happened to you, you might be standing out there. I'm just saying. Like the kids, I'm just saying. And you know, sometimes you need to just quit trying to be God and judge everything. Because you don't know what you're talking about. No, let me finish this passage so you'll know what it says. It says this. He says this, expecting, and your reward will be great. Yeah. Now, we're not talking about you learning all the books of the Bible here. He says, just do good, love your enemies. He says, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for he himself is. That word is again. He is kind, notice, to the ungrateful. I know, I remember one time I had some extra chicken or something, I can't remember what it was, and I gave it to one of them guys that was standing on the corner, and he looked in the bag, and I pulled off, and I saw him after I pulled off, he just threw the stuff on the ground. I started saying, give me my chicken back. Throwing my chicken on the ground. But you know and I know, God has been so good to us. Amen. Some of us, he's gotten us up out the hospital bed. Some of us, we were in jail praying, Lord, if you just get me out, look at me, I'll be in church every Sunday. And you still hit and miss. And the Bible, he says, not only to ungrateful men, God is kind to evil people. Now, who are you and who and I, who am I not to be kind when we're talking? If you're working on a job, I don't care if you're the supervisor, when you treat people like they are people. Amen. Treat people like you want to be treated. You never know the opportunity, the door that you open or close with being mean to people. God's people. He says this. I'm closing. He says this. I just want to finish reading these passages to you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24, the Lord's bondservant must be. He's talking about the leaders, the qualifications. This is part of the qualifications of the leaders. The bondservants, the elders, must be not be quarrelsome, but be kind. Notice this, to all. The leaders have to deal with everybody. Amen. Notice this. The haves. Hey, listen. We all in here. And you know, and some of us are blessed, more blessed financially, whatever. That's okay. But that some of us come from different places, and the elders, one of the qualifications of the elder is, well, my nerves bad. Well, you need to get unbad. We're dealing with people. There is a way to talk to everybody. Amen. That comes from God. Be kind. Yes, we have to be firm sometimes. You have to guide people and teach people, but there's a way to do everything. Amen. He says this in Galatians, Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Romans 2, do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance? It's talking about God and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to. That's why I said kindness is the door. Where some of them, well, I can't get my people. They won't come to church with me. Well, I get my people. They don't pray before they eat. And I don't know what's wrong with my crazy kinfolk. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're too hard. Maybe you're too mean. Maybe it's the way you talking to them. Maybe it's how you make them feel like you better. Maybe that's what it is. Notice, it's God's kindness that leads to a person changing their heart. See, when you, and sometimes it's studying the Word of God, when you sit down with somebody, and it's helping a person to realize what kind of condition that we're in. See, it's helping a person realize, listen, man, God been good. Well, you know, if people outside of Christ and you're trying to teach them the Bible, you say, Jesus came, left heaven and came to this earth. He died for our sins. He died when we were in our sin. Have you ever sinned? Yes, I've sinned also. What's some of the things you've done? Well, I can't tell you. I can't tell you what I've done also. But you're sitting right here. I'm sitting right here. Is God good? Yes, God is good. Because, boy, I tell you, some places I've been, I tell you what, I know I shouldn't even be. I shouldn't either. But who was merciful to you? I guess it was God. And the Bible says that if you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, if you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, do you know what the Bible says? That God will wash away all. Isn't God kind?
Yes.
Kindness leads to repentance. Colossians 3:12. So as those who've been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness. I had some more scriptures, but I need to stop. God is so wonderful. He's so good. You know what's wrong? I tell you, I like it that we, is it okay if I don't have my coat on while I'm preaching? Well, I don't have it on, so be kind. One of our elders said, you know, we have our shirts. He said, let's wear them as an act of unity in the body of Christ as we come together. And I said, yeah, I think that's good. We have our theme on the shirt.
Yeah.
Let's promote oneness.
Amen.
In the Lord's body.
Amen.
God does want oneness in his church, doesn't he? And I know we don't do this every Sunday. Some of you just looking at the screen, well, they wear T-shirts. We don't do this. You know, we don't do this every Sunday. But we appreciate the congregation respecting the leadership. And some of us, you know, we appreciate that. And we appreciate, but it does, don't it feel good for us to be one?
Amen.
And as we, you know, those of you that are visiting, we do a lot of Bible teaching in the Church of Christ. We teach from the Word of God. We want to make sure we're doing things God's way without a doubt. We're not perfect. We're no better than anybody else. We're trying to make heaven our home. But one of the things we have to be careful of in the body of Christ, in the Church of Christ, in this Church of Christ that meets at Fifth Ward, one thing we have to be careful of, some of us, sometimes we get a little too high-minded. Brooke, are you talking about somebody? Only if it fit. And I'm including myself in this. Because I'm, sometimes when people are in error, you try to correct them, but you got to do it in love. And some of us seem like we don't know how to, okay, I'm loving. No, you're not. No, that's not loving. It's, you might as well admit it. It's not. See, some of you that's married, you know what's wrong? You know one of the things that's wrong in your home. Okay, how you know? You got a camera? I don't know for sure, but I know it's coming. One of the things that's wrong in our homes is we take each other for granted. After a while, you've been married a while, and you start getting short. You know what I want. You know what I wanted all the time. We get impatient. And life will do that. Life beat up on you, your job beat up on you, and everybody, other folks treating you bad, and you take that home to your people that love you the most. And you know what's happened? Kindness has been removed slowly from the house. And you take each other for granted. And you start talking loud. You start using words that cut. And I'm telling you that as a saying, the sticks and stones may break my bone, but words may never hurt me. That's not in the Bible for sure. And it's not the truth. I know me and my wife, we've gotten in a few discussions. y'all laughing a little too hard on that one. And you know what? Throughout our 32 years, amen. We had to curb our words.
Amen.
There's some words that's off limits in our house. They're off limits. And we don't use them. Because once you use it, it's hard to bring it back. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. Because them words hurt. And they'll keep coming up. And so kindness in the church, we're the body of Christ. We're here. In our church, we have a substantial size church. And we have to work even harder. Yes. Everybody can't speak to everybody. It's just impossible. But you can smile when you see people. Yes. You can sit, you know, in here now today, we're crowded. You have to, you know, you got babies crying and mothers moving. You was a baby once.
Amen.
We don't want the mothers to lead. We want the mothers to come to the Lord's house. We have a nursery and we're trying to make things accommodable for. We are parking outside. You know we need to do something about our parking, and we're trying, but it's not finished yet. Amen. And don't you go out and curse nobody.
Amen.
Be kind. Being kind might be just sitting, keeping both hands on the steering wheel. Smiling and just notice that. Listen, and I'm serious. I know I need to stop. Let me say this. Listen. See, this is God's word.
Amen.
Jesus knew what he was talking about. And you can know every book in this Bible. And you can run somebody out of here to never come again. If you don't fix your attitude, your mouth. Notice, and remember, kindness is an activity, action, word.
Amen.
It's not anything you think in your mind. It is something that you do.
Amen.
I just, we want to be a part of a church that preaches the truth in love.
But we're kind to people. Yeah. We're treating people like we want to be treated. We're trying to be the light of the world. Amen. You're here today and you're not a child of God. You need to be. You need to be in the body of Christ, where all the benefits, where all the protection is from our great God in heaven. And you come by faith. For without faith, the Bible says, it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. If you hear and you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you're willing to repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5. If you're willing to confess Christ with your mouth, what your heart believes, Matthew 10:32, Romans 10:9-10. If you're willing to be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, Acts 2:38, Mark 16:16, God will add you to the church you can read about in your Bible that's grounded on the Word of God, the truth of God. And yes, we have room for many more in the body of Christ. You here and you want to come to Jesus, you can come. If you here, you have a prayer request, you can come. If you here and you want to get something right, you can come right now as we stand and sing the song.
In my heart, sometimes I wonder, as down life's road I wonder.
Someday,
Jesus.